This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to help you start your day right. You know, sometimes we feel like we don't have time to start our day with time with God. But, you know, what you do with your time really shows what you value, because these days time is our most precious commodity. And so if we take time to give God time each morning, it shows who's number one in our lives. And it shows that we recognize the significance of our relationship with God to our daily lives. We're looking this week at the theme of our beautiful Lord Jesus. And we're focusing in on some verses in Colossians chapter 1. I want to read them again today. Paul says, "For God delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And he is the image, Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him, by Jesus, all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Well, it's such a great picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to go back again to that verse we looked at yesterday. He is the image of the invisible God. That's what we looked at yesterday, but the verse goes on to say, "And he is the firstborn of all creation." And what that little phrase tells us is that Jesus Christ is to have the place of honor and authority in all aspects of your life. You know, back in the days when this verse was written, the firstborn son in a family was esteemed as a very special person in the household. That firstborn son received honor in the household, second only to the father, and came to have a place of authority in the home under the leadership of the father. And so when this verse calls Jesus the firstborn of all creation, it doesn't mean that he was created first. Remember that Jesus is God the Son, a member of the Trinity. He was never created, but has always existed with God the Father and the Holy Spirit. Rather, this verse is describing the position which Jesus occupies in all creation. And it tells us Jesus is the one to be honored above all others except God the Father. And he is the one with all authority in God's household. He said to his disciples, you remember, at the end of his time with them, there in Matthew 28, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." So, it's not really our place to give him authority in our lives. The reality is, he already has this position of authority. It's simply for us to acknowledge the authority that Jesus already has. What can you do in your life today to give greater honor to the Lord Jesus? What more can you do to submit to his authority in your life? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.